My name is Veruska Calabria, and I'm here to interview you today on behalf of the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
Basically, we'd like to ask you some things about the reasons why you're here today and the motivations for standing on the plinth.
Okay.
But first of all, can you state your name, your surname, your age, and where you come from?
Okay. Ishvinder Singh Matharu. I'm 31 at the moment, and I reside in Chigwell, Essex.
Okay. So how did you hear about the project?
Well, it's actually been a few months now, so I was trying to recall exactly what it was. I may have come across it in one of the papers, the weekend papers, or a clip on the TV. I'm not sure. But I do remember instantly writing it down as to look up on the internet later on. So the same day I went to the internet search, and there was a pre-registration or something. And eventually I did apply as soon as I could and put my name down.
Okay, what happened when you found out that you were going to come and stand on the plinth?
Well, initially I was on the reserve list, so I didn't make the first cut early June. So I've only just found out recently when someone else pulled out. And to be frank, I was excited, so I just said yes without thinking. In fact, now knowing that it would be the first day at quite an important slot, I'm, you know, perhaps a bit more nervous than otherwise I would have been. But I was, to be frank, yes, quite excited and happy to be part of it.
Can you tell me more about your slot, saying that it's an important slot? Why is that?
Well, having been on the first day, obviously the most attention is usually the first day on these kind of projects. And to be frank, the media company have also said that there's going to be a lot of attention, and so there's been requests for media interviews, papers, radio and TV and so forth. I personally think that every slot should be as important. Every hour, be it middle of the day or middle of the morning, is relevant. But as I say, I've been told by others that there's quite a lot of attention today. And being in the first 10 is, I suppose, humbling.
Okay, so what are you actually planning to do?
I've not disclosed that to anyone yet, including my family before I left. Not because it's wild, but I just thought I'd keep it to myself. I think Mr. Gormley, part of his vision was having a personal experience whilst being involved in the public project. So I will let you find out in a short while.
If you do tell us today, then that will be captured for public archive for future research, so that you know that if you're abstaining from saying.
I'm abstaining, I'll leave it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So, if we just move on to the next thing then, who are you doing this for?
Oh, well, myself and everyone. I've not taken on a charity on board or anything like that, more because I got quite a late place. I think I couldn't really organise myself. If you're going to do something, do it properly, and I didn't want to kind of rush into things and not really help charities fully. So my reason for participating was being part of a project and being part of the masses, and I've achieved that by having a place.
Is there anything you can disclose to us about what you're planning to do? Any clues?
Well, as I say, it's nothing fantastic. I wouldn't imagine it's going to bamboozle anyone. It is something we can all do. But the weather may change my plans.
Okay, so how about feelings about standing on the cliff? How are you feeling about that?
Well, I've tried to be humble and not think about it too much or get too excited. But to me, as a British person, as someone who enjoys London, I think the fourth plinth is quite important, quite relevant. Historically, those who do take the time to understand what's happened in Trafalgar Square and what it represents for Great Britain, it is quite an important empty monument at the moment, but being part of it is significant. And as I say, having 1 hour up there is quite a big deal.
Okay. Have you got any fears or any particular hopes?
No, I think that they've proved the safety net works, and I hope that it won't be too difficult in the weather, but otherwise I'm just trying to keep calm now.
Okay, how about the expectations?
Well, it will, I suppose, depend on who is out there at the same time, the public at large, also perhaps media attention there. And as Mr. Gormley said in one of the interviews I saw, he expects people to change when they're there. So I can't, you know, obviously give you an outline of the whole hour, because my feelings may change when I'm up there. And I think that was part of his, sorry to use the same word, vision of the project, that humanity brought to a concentrated point but exposed outright. So how that affects me, time will tell.
Okay. Okay, so how about elaborating on what you think it will signify or mean, the idea of you standing on the plinth?
Well, being part of 2,400 people, it is an indication of the general public at large, the masses in this country. Obviously, Trafalgar Square has a great pedigree, it's quite historic, but the world is moving on, this country is moving on. So I think the artist has done a great thing to be able to involve everyone in it. Obviously, what happens in years to come is not for me to decide, but it's a wonderful opportunity now to just highlight the fourth plinth as it is, highlight art in this country, which at the moment is probably forgotten in the recession. People have got concentrating on other things, but art is still relevant. It should still be for Joe Bloggs.
So what's the experience been like so far?
Well, I'm happy to say on record that Artichoke and the other media company, Idea Generation, have been very nice to work with. I say work, they've just been guiding me. Not looking for the limelight, I've just been trying to avoid too much attention, but they've been very kind and they've tried to keep me calm and help me in any way. And, you know, I was excited enough out their help. So it's a nice experience, as I say. It's been an interesting couple of weeks trying to not change my mind on what I'm going to do, just keep calm about it and not be swayed by all the media attention. And it has made me think a lot about art and sculpture and visual art and what is art, which I'm not qualified to comment on, but it has at least started, you know, a conversation with others, and it has made me just think about that more deeply.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, my pleasure, thank you.